You must attend the trial, Mr. Trump. Judge Merchant has basically told Trump that he has to attend the trial every single day.
Cool.
But Trump starts whining about it. He wants to go to the Supreme Court on his immunity case. He's complaining about that because the judge wants him there every day for this trial.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also complaining because Barron is going to be graduating from high school and he wants to attend the graduation commencements, but he can't because the judge is going to make him be there every single day of trial. Why is he there? He's there because of his own actions.
That's right.
And now he's complaining because the judge won't let him. No, dude, when you screw up like that and you're being taken to court under federal indictments, you have to show up.
That's
you
right.
Should have thought about this immunity case with the Supreme Court, and you should have thought about Barron's high school graduation before you committed these heinous acts.
And you might want to have thought about Melania before you, rode that storm. What I mean.
This is not a hush money trial. Whoever coined this, the hush money trial, did not do it any justice.
Nope.
At all. It's about falsifying business records in order to hide damning information and unlawful activity from voters before, during, and after the 2016 election.
Yeah, a double whammy. Two things. Fraud, basically. Business fraud.
Yes.
And also hiding the truth from the citizens of the United States of America when they have to vote someone in to run the country.
The payments to Daniels and McDougal violated federal restrictions on corporate and individual campaign contributions. So, it's really a triple whammy. Remember, Cohen pleaded guilty to a campaign finance crime for his role in the hush money scheme. In addition, the publisher of the National Enquirer signed a non-prosecution agreement with federal prosecutors, who considered the payment to McDougal an illegal corporate contribution to Trump's campaign.
Now, Michael Cohen has already served time in prison for this, and he still hasn't fulfilled his complete obligation because he's on probation. But this all came about because of the Access Hollywood clip with him saying he wanted to grab women by their genitals. That blew up. And then Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal wanted to do their stories, and they decided we can't have all of this happening at one time before the election.
Mm-hmm.
So, hence the payoff.
Mm-hmm.
Stormy Daniels was paid $130,000. Big time money for what she did, I guess. Karen McDougal was paid $150,000 for this act, these acts. I don't know. Michael Cohen was given $420,000 to pay off these women and for a $60,000 bonus for him doing this dirty work.
Wow.
Now, Michael Cohen did have to take a mortgage on his house to do this because and he had to pay back the mortgage on his house.
I'm confused. In June 2016, Pecker, after consultation with Trump and Cohen, again came to Trump's rescue. He directed AMI, the publisher of the National Enquirer, to pay $150,000 to a former Playboy playmate, Karen McDougal, to keep her quiet about claims she had a sexual encounter with Trump. Pecker expected, based on his conversations with Cohen, that MI would be reimbursed for the payment by either Trump or the Trump Organization. But that never happened. So, is Pecker lying? It's a script direct from Peyton Place.
This is absolutely crazy. Trump's complaining because he has to be there every day. Michael Cohen's mortgaging his home that he and his family live in so he can pay off Trump.
Yeah.
It's just insane.
He's
absolutely insane.
Boy.
You know, and Stormy Daniels had an attorney at the time, her sleazeball attorney. He's in jail currently for stealing money from his clients.
Oh, dude.
I don't get it. Apparently, these two women were attempting to sleep their way to the bottom. Apparently, they have succeeded.
Well,
years later,
they hit the jackpot.
Yeah. Well, they got paid retroactively for having sex with them.
Who knows?
You know, it just became this whole thing. But Trump is whining about him having to be at this trial every day and not attend the Supreme Court.
He's whining. Baby Don Don's whining. And he got all mad. He was sitting there with his arms folded and his eyes closed, and people thought he was sleeping, and he was just pouting away, steaming away. I can't believe I'm here. What is this? I know I'm guilty, but what is this? I'm telling everyone I'm innocent.
A few years back, I remember my nephew was 5, and he acted the exact same way.
Yeah.
Just insanity.
Crossed his arms in the corner, shut his eyes, and just pouted.
Bottom lip comes out.
Yeah, and he was a nose breather, too, so his jaw dropped.
Just insanity. This guy is a 77-year-old, 5-year-old.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he's complaining now because of the actions he took years ago.
Yeah.
It is absolutely crazy. There's one more character in this play who is David Pecker. David Pecker runs the National Enquirer.
Pecker, how apropos. Isn't Harry his middle name?
Yes, it is. It's actually Harold, but they call him Harry.
Wonder who's getting paid off now for bending over. That was Ben Screwed in Crazy in Under 3 Minutes.